home where no sorrows ever come.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Safe from heartache, pain, and care, we shall all that glory share. Then I'm gonna
sit down beside of my Jesus, sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Blessed face, I shall feel his matchless grace.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Oh, what peace and joy sublime in that home of love divine.
Then we're gonna sit down beside of my Jesus, sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Yes, in that home,
on the other side.
Then we're gonna shake
glad hands with the elders, tell my kindred good morning.
Then we're gonna sit down beside of my Jesus, sit down and rest a little while. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, then I'm gonna shake glad hands with the elders, tell my kindred good morning.
And we're gonna sit down beside of my Jesus, sit down and rest a little while.
See the bright lights shine, it's just about home.
Welcome to Southern Gospel Today. We'll be featuring the latest from CT and Becky Townsend today. It's a collection of hymns, and it's got a lot of our favorites in it. It's called Hymns and Classics, and once again, it's CT and Becky Townsend. If you listen to any of my gospel shows, I have been paying a lot of attention to these folks the last few weeks, and we wanted to be able to get this entire recording in today. Here's another one off the CD. It's actually cut number 2. It's called There Is a River.
There came a sound from heaven. It was like a mighty rushing wind. It filled their hearts with singing. The prophet gave this promise. He
said, the Spirit will descend, and from your inner being a river with no
supply. There is a
CT and Becky Townsend, There Is a River. Of course, we kicked the program off with the first cut, We'll Soon Be Done. That's off of the CT and Becky Townsend Hymns and Classics project. Some of the references I'll make today to this project is from James Hales, and it's his August 15th of this year, his review of this project. And he is actually a head reviewer for a publication called Absolutely Gospel. He's from Durham, North Carolina, and has been a writer for this absolutelygospel.com since the year 2000. And let's see. We have coming up in the next segment, I'm going to do two tunes. We're going to do I Believe in a Heel. And then, after that, we're going to do Oh, Love That Will Not Let Me Go. What a fantastic combination these two have made, CT and Becky Townsend. And we'll talk more about the review from James Hale on the next break. Thanks so much for joining us, folks.
Mount Calvary, I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe that this life with its great mysteries surely someday will come to on the cross has the power to change lives today.
Called
will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give you back the life I own, that in your ocean depths its flow may richer and fuller be. And I thank you, O love, that will not let me go. From a grateful heart I thank you for the mercy that you've shown. You are worthy of my praise, for you hold me in your grace. And I thank you, O love, that will not let me go. That will not let me go. I yield my wandering heart to thee, that in your righteousness I hide, in your forgiveness I abide. For you have been faithful to me.
We're listening to CT and Becky Townsend and their project Hymns and Classics, I believe is the name of it. Anyway, I wanted to quote just a couple of things that our friend with this publication had to say. The AbsolutelyGospelMusic.com is the name of the outlet that we have gotten some information from about this project. And he says he loves the arrangements they have utilized for the most recent classic and timeless songs, and they treat each one with respect and that these timeless classics deserve while still managing to give them a fresh sound. It actually sounds to me like they took time to plan each and every tune individually rather than just let's do it. And I think it shows in the recording. It starts off, of course, with a bouncy rendition of We'll Soon Be Done. Of course, that's the very first tune we played. And, of course, the tempo slowed down a bit for There Is a River, which they did a tremendous job on. And let's see, we also did I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary. That was a particular arrangement that James, the individual that we're reading his review, said that he had never heard this exact arrangement before. And it was a fine, fine arrangement. And, of course, the tune that we just heard, Oh Love That Will Not Let Me Go, that's the one that he said he had never heard this particular arrangement. I apologize. I got ahead of myself. CT sings the song exceptionally well and is a highlight of the recording and a very pleasant surprise that it is that it's slightly different musically for CT or Mr. Townsend. Now we have an all-time favorite coming up. It's called My Jesus, I Love Thee.
Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis
yeah.
Jesus, 'tis now. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
Trying to figure out why the songs are being cut short. I apologize for that. Just the very, very endings of the songs are being cut short, and I'm going to try to work on that. That, of course, was My Jesus, I Love Thee. We're listening to CT and Becky Townsend, and these are cuts off of the latest called Hymns and Classics from the duo. And, of course, we're making references to the James Hales review from AbsolutelyGospelMusic.com back on August 15th. And prior to the song, this is one coming up. It is Well With My Soul that C.T. Townsend relays the heart-wrenching story behind the song with a renewed vigor. He and Becky sing the powerful lyric to the song, and it is truly a highlight of this entire recording and a powerful moment, coupled with the story prelude, of course, at the beginning. Well, we look forward to this. Here's the prelude and then the song, It Is Well.
Horatio Spafford was the writer of the famous hymn, It Is Well. He was a wealthy lawyer from the Chicago area and personal friends with D.L. Moody. In 1870, tragically, he lost his only son to the scarlet fever. Only a year later, in the Great Chicago Fire, he lost nearly all of his real estate assets. As if things could not get worse, a couple years later, the economy took a dive, leaving him and his family devastated. In an attempt to encourage and build the morale of his family, he planned a trip for he, his wife, and his four daughters to travel overseas to attend a D.L. Moody rally. On the day that they were supposed to leave, Mr. Spafford got held up because of a business engagement. He sent word for them to go ahead and go on and that he would meet them soon in the next few days. But on their journey halfway across the Atlantic Ocean in a storm, their boat was struck by another vessel and it sunk to the bottom of the ocean. When his wife finally got to a place where she could send Mr. Spafford a telegram, his precious wife Anna sent a message that only read two words, saved alone. His four precious daughters had drowned in that terrible accident. Completely devastated, Mr. Spafford bought a ticket and began to make the journey to meet up with his grieving wife, Anna. They said that he spent many hours on the bow of that ship looking over the edge at the waters that had claimed the lives of his four precious daughters. They said that when he got to the place near the location where his daughters had perished, that Mr. Spafford penned the words to this hymn, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul."
Like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught with
Satan should buffet though trials should come. Let this bliss assurance control.
What a powerful song, It Is Well by C.T. and Becky Townsend. Hymns and Classics are what we're listening to today, and the prelude for It Is Well was just, to me, as powerful as the song. I don't know that I've ever heard that story before. Coming up next, we have Becky Townsend to sing a beautiful song that we've all heard many times, but she puts such a beautiful sound to it. Here is Becky doing Softly and Tenderly.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading?
Doesn't get any better than that. Softly and Tenderly. That was Becky Townsend doing the singing on that particular tune. And we're listening, of course, to CT and Becky Townsend doing tunes off their Hymns and Classics CD. This is their latest, as far as I know. Here's one of our favorites called Where Could I Go?
In this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the
of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue danger interposed his precious love.
heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Come Thou Fount, CT and Becky Townsend. And prior to that, we had Where Could I Go? This is a great collection of timeless songs, and it's not just a thrown together hodgepodge of tired hymns, but rather a collection of true masterpieces that still reaches the heart and soul of man. In the days that we live in, it's nice to sit back and reflect on the truths that are found in these songs delivered by CT and Becky's heartfelt style. We're going to try to get all these in today. We've got three more tunes. This one's called Power of the Cross.
Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten, then nailed to a cross of
think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself this question: who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and
hey.
CT and Becky Townsend, Who Am I? And before that, we had a tune called Power of the Cross. We're listening to Hymns and Classics. And of course, this is Southern Gospel Today, and we want to close it out with one last tune. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God.
Our call.